Welcome to FTR on the Go. Striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals and designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest market information.
Hello and welcome. This is Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today I'd like to share with you a discussion I recently had with Don Ake, VP of Commercial Vehicles here at FTR, talking about a manufacturing recession. He recently had a blog post describing what a manufacturing recession is and how it could impact the market. And I think some of what he had to say is very beneficial for those who track both freight and the equipment markets. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and play that discussion I had with him.
I've got Don Ake, the VP of Commercial Vehicles here at FTR, in with me to talk about manufacturing recessions. So Don, how can a manufacturing recession occur outside of what is typically called a recession?
Well, right now, manufacturing makes up only about 12% of economic output. So you could have a case where the manufacturing sector, 12% of the economy, is declining, while the consumer goods and services industry and the other parts of the economy are growing. And so why that sector is going down, the rest of the economy is growing.
Why does that matter for freight and equipment if it's only 12% of GDP?
Well, that's the manufacturing sector is the strong growth motive for the economy. Or for freight, and so the freight sector is very dependent on manufacturing. Now, manufacturing recessions are still rare because most of the time manufacturing and the consumer sector move in sync. So you would not expect a manufacturing recession to last a long time, and in addition, they tend to be relatively mild.
Now, this highlights that there was some internal dissent in some recent meetings here at FTR. Can you kind of talk through why that might be? Why would there be dissent over how you discuss a manufacturing recession?
Well, the key factor is the term started appearing in October and November, which is significant because that's when manufacturing did in fact start to weaken. But the problem is it's an economic term, but it doesn't have an agreed definition. So when you throw out the term, people don't really know what you mean. And in most of the time in economics, like a standard recession, there's a definition for it. But in for a manufacturing recession, people use the term a lot. They've been using the term a lot lately because of the conditions in manufacturing, but there's no standard definition for it, and that's what caused the confusion.
Well, even aside from that confusion, do you think you can at least help us define it at least a little bit better of what a manufacturing recession might be?
Yes, because of this confusion and because I kind of realized no one's defined it. So I decided to try to define it. And how I defined it was using the Purchasing Managers Index, the manufacturing part of what's called the PMI, put out by the Institute for Supply Management. And the manufacturing PMI is very good because it already has a line or an index of 50 that says no growth. So if you get ratings below 50, the manufacturing sector is going into recession. So what I said was we're going to take the PMI rating and we're going to look for 6 months of decline. And the reason that I said 6 months, the standard definition for a regular economic recession is 2/4 of GDP. So because the PMI comes out monthly, I went with 6 months. And so from September to February, we have a rating of 50 to 49.4 to 48.4 to 48 to 48.2 to 49.5. And I said in September, if 50 is no growth, there's been no growth there. So for 6 months, we have seen decline of that index. So I said that after 6 months in February, I basically said by this definition, I'm able to say that this is a manufacturing recession.
So how does looking at the PMI manufacturing index compare to something like the industrial production, because they also put out a manufacturing index?
Well, those are very comparable measurements, but they're done differently. The government tries to estimate total activity, where the PMI is a survey of purchasing managers. The interesting thing is the industrial production, or the manufacturing part of the industrial production index for the fourth quarter has been relatively flat. The thing with the PMI ratings is, yes, they're below 50, but they're just below 50. So right now, those measurements would be consistent with each other.
Okay. But now, say, with the weakness we're seeing in the manufacturing, how does that then compare to what we can expect to see in overall the overall economy, or specifically in GDP?
Well, if you have manufacturing recession going backwards, receding, and it's 12% of the economy, we would not expect GDP to be very strong, because the gap between manufacturing and the other parts of the economy, it's never really that wide. And if it is wide, it's not that wide for a long period of time. So right now we have a GDP estimate for the fourth quarter of 1%. This would be very consistent with manufacturing recession. Now, the forecasts for the second quarter from a lot of economists are a little bit higher than 1%, maybe around 2%. But if you look at the PMI, the manufacturing PMI for January and February, being 48.2 and 49.5, you would say that maybe you're not going to get much higher than the 1% growth for Q1. The good news is that this manufacturing PMI has increased for two consecutive months. The February reading of 49.5 is close to a 50 reading in the PMI. So that if you had to forecast, you would forecast that the manufacturing recession would end in March with a reading of 50 or higher, and that could help GDP going forward.
So what are your expectations for chances of a full recession in 2016 outside of manufacturing?
Well, right now, it would look, based on this data, that if manufacturing gets positive, that we should be able to make it through the year without a recession based on this. However, the FTR freight forecast and looking at everything, yes, GDP should be positive, but based on everything here, it still does not look like a strong economic year.
All right, Don, I want to thank you for your time today and having this discussion on trying to better understand what does this manufacturing recession environment actually mean for some of our markets. So thank you.
You're welcome.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To find the latest analysis from FTR or see how our services can help you make smarter decisions, please go to FTRIntel.com. FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.